Oh, hello, everyone. Before we get started with today's episode, I have a special announcement. We are so close to our 350th episode, and in order to celebrate that, we're doing a live episode. That's right. We're doing a live episode recording on Monday, June 10th at 7 p.m. at the Triad Theater here in New York City. Now, if you can't make it out, don't fret. There is a live stream option for you all. We will be discussing the 2007 movie Across the Universe. So again, if you want to come out and celebrate 350 episodes with myself and a panel of friends, we will be at the Triad Theater on Monday, June 10th at 7 p.m. In-person tickets are $15 with a two-drink minimum, and the live stream has a tiered system where there's a $15 and a $20 ticket. For more information or to buy tickets, check out the link in all my socials at ButASongPod. And now, on with today's episode.
Life's but a song, so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast, by chance, explores musicals for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today is somebody who he's so mad at me right now. It's Scott Kurland, everyone.
Woo! You rat bastard.
You picked this.
Yeah, I picked this. Okay, so I picked this because I grew up watching the Mary Martin one, and yeah. I had like good memories of that. And now I realize that my parents showed it to me all the time because it put me to sleep. Because this is the most boringest musical. And now it makes me sad. Like, I lost all the good memories I had. And at least the one with Mary Martin had, like, you know, a good Captain Hook. And yeah. I love Christopher Walken. But
hold off. We'll get more into him because we're here today to talk about Peter Pan Live from 2014. It came out a decade ago.
Can't believe it.
The screenplay is by Irene Michi, music by Jules Stein and Moose Sharlin, lyrics by Betty Comden, Adolph Green, and Carolyn Lee. It was directed by Rob Ashford and Glenn Weiss. And according to IMDb, a live telecast of the beloved J.M. Barrie's story. I know the show pretty well. Do you know? Yeah. And obviously, you know the show pretty well. There were a couple of songs in here that I was like, what is this? Where? Like,
numbers for me.
I figured that they reworked the lyrics to Ugga Wug to become, what is that? The True Blood Brothers.
So, no, that's in the original.
Yeah, but it's really called Ugga Wug. But yeah. I guess they changed the title then.
Oh yeah, probably.
And maybe some lyrics here and there.
This musical ages like milk. Like, like even in 2014, they should not have been doing. Like, I forgot all about that.
Oh no!
I as a kid forgot all about that. That's probably when I went sleepy sleeps.
Well, so this is actually the podcast, the first time we're doing this on the podcast, any form of Peter Pan. So welcome to the catalog.
Hooray.
I have actually worked on a production at a regional theater once, and let me tell you.
What leading female failing actress starred as Peter Pan in this? That one.
It wasn't. They actually hired like a 20-something-year-old, which this is what the version did as well. And I was like, well, why are the Lost Boys men then? I mean, we're doing a movie version of it. It's in the 21st century. We have the technology and it's not like you're doing like a 2-year run on Broadway or something. Like, hire kids.
What they did is they used the cast of Newsies.
Yes.
that is the cast. I really should have picked Newsies Live. Like, or Rent Live, or
there was technically there was no live, because this is live month, so there was no live of Rent, but what they did was a pro shot, I believe.
No, they didn't. Fox did Rent Live with Vanessa
not
Hudgens.
Rent, I'm sorry, Newsies. There yeah. is no new the Newsies is a pro shot, but yes, Rent will be later this month, everyone.
Yep.
But I mean, oh my god, this
I picked
one.
This because I want to talk about Christopher Walken, and now all like after the research I did, I found that Allison Williams was like the last person picked. Like, it wasn't even supposed to be her.
Yeah, I read that Miley Cyrus was at one point in talks.
And Taylor Swift.
I would rather Miley over Taylor.
Yeah, but I believe what happened is Miley went through her bad girl era, her JoJo Siwa bad girl era.
Gay pop.
And look, Colin, I even do cigarettes.
but I feel like Allison Williams at least sang it very well.
Well, she was a musical theater major from Juilliard.
There we go. But
do you know the only thing to her name at this time was?
I mean, I could cheat and look it up, but I don't want to.
It was Girls.
Yeah, okay.
That was it. And
I remember this at the time, because people are like, the woman from Girls is going to be Peter Pan?
Right.
What?
And I feel like whoever was producer of this show was in like a bad marriage, and his wife is like, what the hell are you watching? Why are you watching Girls? All they do is have sex on this show. And he goes, oh, I'm trying to find an
research
actress to be Peter Pan. How about her?
I mean, I feel like everyone walked away with this fine since this happened. Like, Allison Williams went on to do Get Out, and she has a few other.
She is a scream queen now. She does horror movies specifically, and she is a genius for that.
Right. Like, Christian Borle, obviously.
This is the second time we're talking about Christian Borle.
And Christian Borle was also on the last episode, because he was in The Sound of Music Live.
Who did he play? Was he Rolf?
He was Max.
Oh.
The uncle. But like, oh. Kelly O'Hara does whatever. She's on the
Gilded Age.
She was actually the best part of this, I feel like.
Oh, you didn't like the 2 seconds of Minnie Driver?
I mean, I did love Minnie Driver as the narrator / older Wendy.
But and how they did that transition was just so sloppy. It's like bye, Taylor Lautermann. Bye. Lady, get the fuck out of my life.
But with this one, so I'll spoil it because we haven't gotten that far into the lives yet, but like, I know at some points they will have audience participation. Like, they will have an audience, they're performing it to an audience, and this way then it's like, oh, those actors have the energy, there'll be laughter, there'll be applause after songs and everything. But
this came after Sound of Music, right?
This is the second one, yes. So
they literally, NBC, like, how many NBCs and how many Foxes are you doing?
We're doing all but two of them this month, because two of them are the Christmas ones. I'm going to wait until December.
Yeah.
To torture myself with those.
Wait, what Christmas, besides A Christmas Story, what's the other Christmas one? Oh, The Grinch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I hate myself for doing this, but you know what? We're championing through. But this one, it just felt boring.
Well, they also, I was watching the behind the scenes stuff, and they were using the old NBC 1965 cameras they shot the original ones on for the in the Darling Home, and then they used like high def cameras for when they were in Neverland. And I'm like, that's stupid. That's a gimmick, and it's stupid.
That kind of explains why the Darling Home is so dark looking, because yeah. I guess you can't do too bright of a light with them or something.
Right. But
it was without an audience there, and these people are like acting into the void, because you know there's some camera operator just like, all right, let's do this, everyone. Their performances were okay, but it was still just like, I need something to grab my attention. Like, you're all great singers, you're all great performers, except for you, Christopher Walken. We'll get to you in a second. But he like it, right? Like, did you feel kind of bored during this?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, I'm sure that seeing someone fly in the way they did it in 19 whatever with Mary Martin, like, it must have been like amazing. And then again in the 90s with Kathy Rigby, it's like, oh, she has an Olympic medal. Watch her do backflips in the air. Like, that must have been fun. But now, as an adult, like, now in this was 2014, it's like, can we pick a different musical?
And okay, so originally on Broadway, it came out in 1954. Mary Martin did the first telecast in 1955.
Yeah, but I know Danny Kaye, who was the original Mr. Darling slash Captain Hook, didn't want to be filmed, so they got someone else.
Oh, interesting. Oh, Cyril Richard?
Yeah, Cyril Richard.
I believe that's how you're pronouncing his name. Well, he also did the, he was the original on Broadway, it looks like, according to Wikipedia. So,
I know Danny Kaye was in it at some point
yeah.
as Captain Hook. And honestly, like that, if they had taped the Danny Kaye one, that would have been like the Christopher Walken. That would have been having like a celebrity of that caliber. But my biggest problem is like whoever plays Captain Hook is supposed to play Mr. Darling.
Yes.
And
And in this one, they're like, well, we got Christopher Walken.
But he's like 79 years old.
So we're gonna have to make Christian Brawl play Smee. Do you know how many times on IMDb they mention that he
Peter and the
has
Starcatcher?
no, that he that
Oh.
on his tattoos is like
Yeah.
Boba Fett or something? And I was like,
So
put it once.
on the left arm he has the Mandalorian
Mask, yeah.
mask. Well, of the skull for the Mandalorian, whatever their,
Oh,
crest
their
is.
crest is, yeah.
And then on the other arm, did you see what was on his other arm?
No, but I'm pretty sure though
It
that
was
Christian.
Freddie Mercury. He had Freddie
Oh,
Mercury in the full tank top with the scepter.
I mean, as soon as I saw Christian Borle with his arms out, I was like, he probably was like hitting the gym at this point. I went to the designer, was like, guns out. So I want my guns.
I'm not convinced that he was originally supposed to play Captain Hook because he just got off Peter and the Starcatcher. And then somebody from NBC is like, he is not famous enough to get people to
Yes.
come in. What I'm guessing is when it was going to be Miley Cyrus, he was going to be Captain Hook. And Miley Cyrus dropped out, and they're like, Allison Williams is not going to bring people in. We need to get someone famous. Let's get old Christopher Walken, called him Mr. Schmee.
I was ready for him to call line a few times, it felt like, during this whole thing, because there's literally moments where
He had an earwig. He
yeah,
both him and Allison Williams both had earwigs in. Because the two things I noticed is
but
that they earwigs in, so they had someone reading lines, and then you could see the ropes on Allison Williams. You could even see the harness on her Peter Pan flying contraption.
the worst culprit is the children. When the darling children are flying, you just see their
Taylor
their
Louderman is the worst.
pajamas.
Wendy's is the worst.
No, my I noticed more on Michael,
Really?
the little one, because his is like so far up, and I was like, guys, you could have just we because when I when we did it, we made sure to like make a certain, for lack of a better term, buttonhole that you can hide things.
Johnny, watch
And
your language.
well, I don't remember exactly how we did it, but we made sure that it still looked flat. flat against the body.
Well, my problem was they used black rope. There is a type of steel, the stuff that they use for Superman movies, like that you can't even tell.
Yeah.
Why didn't they use that?
Budget?
That's what they used for. No, that's what they used for the original Mary Martin one. So, like, I don't understand.
I mean, as somebody who works in theater and sees a lot of theater, I kind of forgave them for that. I can understand, though, your argument, though, because they do use CGI in this.
Yeah.
With Tinkerbell and the fairy dust and a couple, and like maybe one or two other elements. But it's like, great, we got to give them a little bit leeway when it comes to the wire work.
I mean,
the visible wires.
When Peter Pan first enters, when Allison Williams first enters in, it's kind of flawless. It's like really good. And then the rest of the show goes on.
I mean, and again, she's doing her job, I feel like.
No, she's fine.
She's fine. Everyone is fine except for Christopher Walken.
I like that he was like hamming it up, but Christopher Walken is the reason why I wanted to do tap dancing as a kid. Like, my dad never let me, like, I saw an interview with him. I was that kid who was like into old Hollywood actors. And I saw an interview with him on probably the Rosie O'Donnell show. And he's like, I used to go to tap dancing lessons after school.
And you've like, seen Rockefeller. Is it Rockefeller Skank that he...
Yeah. No. It's a Weapon of Choice.
Weapon of Choice. Thank you. Where he's, I mean, granted, that happened, what, maybe over
2003.
Yeah, like a decade before this.
Yeah.
Before this show happened.
But like, and I told my dad that I wanted to do tap dance lessons because of Christopher Walken. And he's like, you'll get beat up. Christopher Walken is a song and dance man. And my mom's like, that I think Scott wants to be a song and dance man. And my dad just basically shat on my dreams.
Oh, hear that, Dad?
And we're recording on Mother's Day, so thanks, Mom, for coming by.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. we record in advance.
Yeah, so basically every time like my dad's talking about, oh man, I was just watching a movie and Christopher Walken was in it, and I'm like, his dad let him take tap dancing lessons.
And I was thinking about this because the Hairspray movie that he's in happened, what, like 7 years before this?
Yeah.
And I was like, he's a fine singer in that. And then I realized, oh no, he only has the one song and it's with John Travolta. So when he's here, as somebody who's supposed to be singing a lot, I was just like, oh no.
But most of Captain Hook's songs are Patter songs for the most part.
Yes, but I feel like he was a little too busy remembering the words to play into Captain Hook. So the rest of the pirates around him, while being flamboyant and over the top, it felt a little disjointed.
Please, gentlemen, no one step on my shoes.
Like the one that had to hold the pink umbrella the whole time.
Yeah.
Love her. Love it. The tall one with the tattoos on his nose and cheeks and everything, perfect.
Yeah, great. That tattoo was a face hugger from Alien.
I'm now loving the tattoos more and more as I'm hearing these.
Because I watched it in high def because I couldn't find this anywhere, so I ended up buying it. So thanks, Johnny.
Why are you blaming me? You picked this. This is your choice.
I honestly thought that all of the NBC ones were going to be on Peacock. Like if you make
not.
Right, if you NBC Universal make something like Disney Plus puts on all of the crap that they made, like the Beauty and the Beast live, the Little Mermaid live, all that crap is there. Peacock.
Oh, no. Those are not lives. We are not doing those for sure. Cause they're the ones that are like the half, they're mixed where it's like, you see the show, you see like the original animated movie. And then you cut to like a concert where they're kind of in costume.
Do you know how they would beat NBC and Fox, like blow it out of the water and get people
if they
to
did
subscribe?
Frozen?
No, if they did The Lion King. If they did the Julie Taymor version of The Lion King, the one that's on Broadway still, the one that's been going since 1997, they would get people to subscribe to cable again. I'm telling you. If they said this is only going to be on ABC.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Disney Channel, but not on Disney Plus for like another
not,
year or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
It's not going to be on Hulu for like 2 months. Like,
right.
If they did that, they would basically win.
Wow. Sorry, I just looked at my notes. And how did you feel about the Steadicam work in this?
Not great.
I got dizzy a couple of times. Like, literally during True Blood Brothers, I just wrote in all caps, "Stop with the Steadicam!" Like,
so they showed in the behind the scenes stuff, the Steadicam was a guy who had a Steadicam to his chest, and then they had a harness on him, and then like some grip is just pulling him back.
Yeah, that's how it's always done, though.
No, it's not. As someone who's been on movie sets with Steadicams, that's not how a Steadicam is.
Oh, done. I could have sworn it's always like one person with it rigged to them, and then somebody else behind them, just
behind
making
them,
sure.
But they're not on a harness being pulled. They're not like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you meant that they were being like lifted like they were Peter Pan themselves.
Yeah, they did the Steadicam for when Peter Pan's flying in, and they had a Steadicam for when they're flying.
No.
But they, because it's live, they couldn't get the guy off the harness, I'm guessing. So everything, that guy is on a harness the entire time.
I hope he got paid a shit ton of money.
He did not, because we do not pay our camera operators what they deserve to be paid,
especially in 2014.
Oh, like, absolutely not. He probably got like, you know,
handshake.
He probably right. got like burns all over his body, and they're like, well, you, people saw your handiwork. Well, you spelled my name wrong in the credits. Well, sorry, Mork.
Oh my goodness. How did you feel about the Tinkerbell with the CGI light?
Well, they always did something like that in it, like,
yeah. So it's usually a spotlight or something on the stage.
Yeah,
version.
Something like that. But I did not care for the Tinkerbell when she died. I didn't clap.
Did you clap?
I did not
I
clap.
Sure shit didn't either.
And she came back to life. I really wish there was a audience participation, like a choose your own adventure, and you click. Did you clap or did you not?
Well, this is why. Again, it should have been done in front of an audience. Like, it should have had some sort of audience there. So this way you hear the kids losing their mind with that. Like, when they, that.
This is what they should have done. Yeah. They should have had Minnie Driver there on stage, not voiceover, the entire time, reading to a bunch of children who are the audience members. They would just get the production team's kids. Like, then you would have 50 kids, 60 kids. And that's who should have been the live audience, because that's who would actually
yes.
like this.
Yes. Yeah, because this is inevitably a children's show.
Instead, they had one almost 40 something man watching with a dry cough going.
But like when Peter addresses the audience, and then like right before that happened, Hook addressed the audience with an aside, and I was just like, what is happening here? Because you're playing to the audience that doesn't exist. So watching it, it was very jarring.
Do you know what it felt like in Blazing
Saddles?
In Blazing Saddles, when he's when Hedy Lamarr or Hedley Lamarr is talking, going, how do I stop them? What do I do? And looks at the camera and goes, why am I talking to you? That's what it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and then.
See, I was going somewhere.
Oh, well, I didn't know what reference you were going to pull. Because, I mean, you could also pull a Spaceballs reference as well when they look at the camera, but they're looking at the camera looking.
Well,
at
Mel
the
Brooks
camera.
Always does that.
Yeah. It's just weird because, again, it's so silent, and like they do the like the, I did like the choreography, and there are, and I do have a few sharps, but I'm going to shit on it for the time being.
So I looked up like the stuff that Christopher Walken did between then and now, and he doesn't have a lot of stuff. Like, the two things that they advertised the most for is this in Dune Part Two?
Really? He hasn't done a lot in between? That's
Oh, he's done a
interesting.
lot, but it's not noteworthy. It's not like as big as,
Valid.
it's not like, I remember like reading an Entertainment Weekly and they had basically like a 2-page like advertisement in the
Oh,
front and
wow.
back.
Sorry, I'm just looking. Oh, and he was in, well, Jersey Boys happened right before this, alleged.
Jersey Boys happened summer. This was like Christmas.
December, yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. I think they chose this show because it takes place on Christmas. Granted, I don't know how long they are in Neverland or how time works
Yeah,
in Neverland.
12 years.
Well, because like they would, there was that moment where Wendy and Mrs. Darling were duetting on their separate planes, and it was like, okay, Mrs. Darling, you're really sad, but like, how long have they been gone for?
Right. Well, when they do return, Mrs. Darling is like, "Oh, thank God you're back, children." She should have been like gone full cockney and been like, "Where the fuck have you been?"
But then also, there's a moment with Michael on in Neverland where he's like, I remember somebody singing us a lullaby once, and I was just like, how much time has passed? How do you forget your mother
Well,
on
okay,
Mother's Day?
so there are different versions of Peter Pan, like adaptations, not the original J.M. Barrie. Like, you know why this story was written, right?
I might be confusing this with Lewis Carroll, but is this because he had a crush on the neighbor girl, or is that
That's Lewis Carroll.
that's Lewis Carroll? Okay.
No. Peter Pan was written because, if you remember Finding Neverland, there was a family that lived near him where the mother was dying. And their youngest son, Peter, was basically really sad. So he wrote a
Oh.
story, and Peter was like, "Oh, I wish I could never grow up." And he's like, I'm gonna cash this in for all it's worth."
And I'm going to make an adult woman play Peter Pan.
They
I
always did, and I never understood that. But,
mean, again, this is it's a film. You can get away with kids. You can do it.
there are book versions where Peter Pan is actually the bad guy, and Captain Hook is just this poor sailor who gets tortured by this Pan.
Yeah, isn't there the theory that Peter Pan is
Steals children.
steals children and hoarding? Yeah. Or is
Yeah.
like, or it's like they're in hell and he's the gatekeeper for them.
Well, a pan is a mythical creature that isn't good. Like, if you think
But
about
yeah.
the If you think about the mythical things in this world, you have pans and fairies in like,
Mermaids as well.
but in Ireland and Scotland, fairies aren't good.
Oh yeah, no.
Like,
Well, I was saying mermaids are also associated
they're
with
sirens.
sirens, and they you
Yeah,
don't
there's an
I mean
entire episode of
they
Dead Boy Detectives.
don't see you don't see the mermaids really in this. You just see their tails, and at the end when you see the behind the scenes, somebody was literally carrying one of those women over his shoulder with her fin on. I was like, that poor
When
person.
I saw that, and I also saw the guy in the crocodile outfit, I just pictured these like two people, like, I went to Juilliard.
To be like, I need the money. I
Well,
need.
there was also one moment where it definitely felt like Walken was breaking character because the crocodile comes up and he goes, "Not now."
I fucking lost my. Don't rush me. Like,
Yeah.
I lost my mind when he said that. Because I was like, that is definitely not in any script I've ever read of Peter Pan.
Just like Christopher Walken is just such an intimidating presence. Like, I was thinking of the other people that they could have gotten that would have been great at this time period. Like, this was before Alan Rickman died. Alan Rickman would have been great.
And he would have been a great Mr. Darling as well. And
Yeah.
you
I
just
mean,
keep Christian Brolin as Smee.
yeah. Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Because I.
What's his name? Dexter.
John Lithgow or Michael C. Hall?
Michael C. Hall.
Well, John Lithgow is a Broadway actor, but
So is Michael C. Hall.
oh, that's right.
He
He
was in
was in
Hedwig.
Lazarus.
And Hedwig and the Angry
Yeah,
Inch.
I forgot he can say. Yeah, Michael C. Hall would have been great, but like he's too terrifying.
Or, crap. I'm bad with names. House, Dr. House.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, he can sing, right?
Yes, I actually I went to a Hugh
Yeah.
Laurie concert.
Yeah, so
He
he
plays honky tonk jazz piano.
would.
Well, he does.
But oh my, oh
Or
God.
if they wanted to go with like a British actor, like picture Jeremy Irons.
Well, Hugh Laurie and Alan Rickman, two names we've already mentioned.
Right, but like someone who, I mean, Hugh Laurie just seems so nice.
Oh
Like,
my God, Jeremy, yeah, you're right with Jeremy Irons because I'm thinking of his Scar voice and he
yeah.
has that and Hook has there's no way around it. Hook is flamboyant.
You need a
Like,
fop. You need someone who's going to be
yes.
very foppish. Like when I see Christopher Walken, he doesn't have that. He just looks like, I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck was going on as well with his design. I made so many Drag Race references on in my notes where I'm like, he looked like he's ready to lip sync for his life or something.
Allison Williams, sachet you stay. No,
Shantae,
Shantae, you stay.
you say. Christopher Walken, sachet
Sachet away.
away. And like, because he has that hideous wig on with the bandana around it, so you don't see the hairline. But and then at one point he puts a hat, his the like the staple hat on, and you're like, where has this been? Why aren't you wearing this the whole time?
I'm guessing they tried to get Hugh Jackman,
Oh my God, that would have been better.
but I think he was doing the actual Pan movie where he played Blackbeard.
The not musical Peter Pan movie,
Right. But like
live action.
I'm like, who could have they got him? Like, I'm guessing they're gonna try and do a NBC Live Music Man and get Jackman, but like I'm surprised they didn't try to get Hugh Jackman to be Captain Hook.
Would have been great. And he could, like, I don't know what accent Christopher Walken was doing. He
He was
woke.
doing Christopher Walken,
Well,
Johnny. He
it sounded like he was affecting his voice in some way at points. And I don't know what he was. It wasn't true Walken. It was like Walken with an accent.
I'm trying to think of like the people who were doing really well in 2014. Like, this is the craziest one.
But also, I can.
Don't
Oh,
judge
yeah.
me.
Okay.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
No, I'm not going to judge you for that one.
That would have been insane and great.
Because
Also,
the Les Mis movie happened already at this point, right?
and Sweeney Todd.
And Sweeney Todd, yeah. So
Like, he would have been great. Seth MacFarlane would have been great.
literally anybody else. On paper, I understand why they picked Christopher Walken. Because you're like, oh, it's Christopher Walken. He's played everything under the sun. And he doesn't say no to money. Like,
Well, because they made a mistake with Sound of Music by casting Stephen Moyer as Baron Von Trapp.
that was
He,
rough.
first off, like they're like Carrie Underwood. It's like what? And
Yeah.
like they realized they were kind of doing that with Allison Williams because like in big bold letters it says Christopher Walken and then tiny letters underneath and Allison
And
Williams.
Allison Williams is on this. Don't know her? That's okay.
Do
You
you have an HBO
will.
subscription?
But
Hide the kids.
yeah, there is like I was saying too, there's a few songs in here that I've never heard of before. I've seen a few versions of Peter Pan live on stage. Like Wonderful World Without Peter, I don't know what that is.
I have no idea. I don't remember that one either.
As
I
well
don't
as
even remember the Hook Tango.
I do remember the three different dance styles for Captain Hook, because because you have these gruff guys playing pirates, and usually, like, that's the joke, that they're rough and tough, but then they're into it. You know, they're Broadway actors, so of
Yeah,
course they're
well,
into
this
it.
was a year after, I'm looking it up. This was a year or two after Christian Borrell won for Peter and the Starcatcher. I bet you they did the mock-up with the NBC because Miley Cyrus was hosting SNL a lot. I bet they thought they were getting Miley Cyrus. They were going to have him as Captain Hook. I'm going to die on this hill because it just seems like they had him.
Yeah, and I'm pretty... This wasn't... Taylor Swift was around for a while at this point, right?
Oh, yeah, she was huge. This was the year of 1989.
Oh, fuck yeah. I honestly can't see her do... Like, the problem I had with Carrie Underwood being in The Sound of Music is that I understand that the idea behind it. It's just that I don't think she was comfortable enough to lead a show. So... She was great. She was fine, but like we needed a stronger presence to be able to do the dramatic acting in this.
Wait, you're telling me that you don't believe Taylor Swift's acting from when she hosted SNL and she also was
Cats.
In Valentine's Day?
Cats.
Well, Cats was 5 years later.
But still, like, we've seen Cats and she's not great in that either, and she only sings one song, so I don't think she would have been a strong choice for this,
but she
would have
got viewers. They don't care who's going to be a good actor. They care about who's going to bring in viewers. Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus would have brought in viewers.
Christopher Walken brings in the parents who make the kids watch.
Well, the other reason why I'm like, why don't they just have him? It would make no sense if he was Mr. Darling, but it would be funny if he was Mr. Darling because on SNL, when he's the Continental,
Christopher Walken?
Yeah, do you remember that sketch?
No.
The Continental, they've done so many times on SNL where it's from the perspective of the camera is the woman that he's trying to romance. And he's got slick back black hair
yes.
and a big cheesy Ricardo Montalban mustache.
Yes, yes, yes. Where they have one of the cast members, I guess, hand come in and out of frame. Yes, okay. Now I know. I don't know that. I didn't know that that was the name of the
Continental. Yes,
the Continental. That sounds like a dance that he did in this.
I mean, like, there are older actors at this period that also would have been great as Peter Pan. Not Peter Pan. That's Peter Pan. Get Martin Short as Peter Pan and Steve Martin as Captain Hook. No, but.
And then baby Selena Gomez can be Wendy. There we go. We would have done Only Murders
Murders. I was going to say, have Steve Martin be Captain Hook. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like if you want to bring in an older actor, you need someone who is still funny and still has the timing. Like, if I'm guessing their thinking was bringing in the hipster crowd, which I always thought that John was such a hipster. John Darling, with his top hat and his round glasses, he looks like he should be like ordering kombucha at a Starbucks. I got this new Sufjan Stevens album. I want to get the cast soundtrack to Illinois.
I only eat gluten-free, non-GMO, grass-fed, non-dairy. Non-pollutant, non-everything else, soy.
Yeah, all right, I'm just going to get on this old-timey penny farthing bicycle and go down to Williamsburg to get some ice cream.
I don't know. Did he do... Yeah, he didn't really do much, the actor who played John.
Because usually in I Won't Grow Up, the not me, not I, it's John who does the not I. Because he's supposed to be a posh boy.
Yeah. But they made it when... Like, Wendy in this...
is very...
horny.
Yeah.
Like, more so horny than really I think she's written. And I don't think, though, that that is on Taylor Lautermann. I believe that is from the source. Like, from this script of it.
Right.
Because, like... there's a few lines here and there before she is like, oh, I want to give you a real kiss, but I can't because it's... But there's other moments where she's like super horny for Peter.
When she says, is there any way you could ever have feelings for me?
And then there's that weird love triangle moment where her and Tiger Lily and Peter are like having an
It's a
argument.
square because also Tinkerbell too.
Oh, and Tink. Oh my God, I forgot about Tink. Yeah, like all the women in Peter's lives are fighting over him. Granted, Tiger Lily is like, we should be fighting because Captain Hook is gonna blow us up. And Wendy's like, let's
Let's go
try
home.
diplomacy. And then Tinkerbell is just
Wow, I can't believe you said that. Jesus Christ, Tink.
And also, how does Wendy learn Tink's language? I mean, I guess this could be like they nobody knows what she's actually saying
I
kind of a
think it's like an
situation.
I am Groot, like the longer you're around, you learn it.
Yes. Yeah. I am Groot.
Also, Taylor Lautner and Allison Williams were the same age. They were both 24.
Right.
And like, I think that's the other part of the problem is like Wendy, what they normally do is they have an older actor play Peter, an older actor play Wendy. So then when it needs to be old Wendy, they can just make her look like an adult. But they swap that out
To
for
Minnie
Minnie
Driver.
Driver, or as I called her on Hell is a Musical, Tiny Automobile Operator.
I love it. That's great.
But
Use the synonyms.
like I kind of wanted when let's get to the end when Peter and Wendy are talking, old Wendy, and she's like, "Well, I grew up and I got married," and Peter's like, "How the fuck could you do that to me?" And I wanted Matt Damon to walk in as her husband and be like, "How do you like them apples? Okay, I'm leaving now."
I was, yeah, this.
It was so uncomfortable that whole interaction. And then it also proves what a horrible mother Wendy is because she's like, "Okay, Peter, just take my child."
Yeah, 'cause I even wrote at the end, I was so the darling women are betrothed to Peter Pan, no matter who it is. Like it's their curse or something.
Like he is the governor.
God. I
We have to get ourselves ready. It's spring cleaning, our dear Taylor.
yeah. God damn. This was a weird one. Oh, also, and I don't know if I want to blame Allison Williams on this or if I want to blame like the director or
Let's blame
something.
Allison Williams.
There's something about her that didn't feel like a young boy. Because Peter's supposed to be like 11 or
Yeah.
some ri ridiculously
That's why
young age.
Miley Cyrus or Taylor Swift would have made sense because they're so youthful looking.
Well, it's not the look, it's the demeanor. You have a child in the cast. You have two children in the cast. And like this goes for the Lost Boys as well. Like they all acted like adults. I felt like playing kids. It's
Yeah.
not that they embodied whatever
They
age is
should have
supposed to
had
be.
everyone being an adult, like Michael and John. Like, if you're gonna do that, make everyone an adult,
Or
like they did with To
have
Kill a Mockingbird.
or make everyone children.
That's
Like
just
actually have kids.
they couldn't do that because of child labor laws.
Oh.
That's the issue.
For a lot, really, for a live, they couldn't do that.
Oh yeah, because of the rehearsals.
Well, the rehearsals, that's one thing, but the actual performance isn't, they could actually have it because
When
it's
you're
like
filming
Broadway.
something, when you're filming something,
See, this is where it gets a little tricky because it's like,
it's the difference between live television and a live play. There are different rules.
oh, I'm using my live play brain
Yeah, you're
right
not
here.
using SAG.
I'm not using SAG with that poor school teacher if they were all kids. Just thinking
Yep.
about it right now. Oh my.
No. Yeah. I also like to think that the Lost Boys who end up they take in all these Lost Boys, the Darling family. I like to think that Mr. Darling makes them all Newsies and it ties into Newsies.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Because they literally just got the guys who were like crutchy and racetrack and mush from the actual Broadway show are the Lost Boys in this.
I do like that the twins, I think, are actually twins.
Yeah, they are.
Jacob and David Guzman, when we did it, they definitely cast two very different people to play the twins. And you're like, okay, we'll believe you for this.
Well, okay, so here's the other thing. They also changed the names of the guys, like from the actual show, the original show, and Hook, because in Hook they used the names of the actual people. So one of the characters in Peter Pan is named Pockets, and this his name is Patches. The only one they kept is Toodles.
Yeah.
And that's because everyone knows who Toodles is because of Hook. It's snowing, door slam.
Lost, lost. Oh, and Slightly. Slightly is another one I'm seeing.
Yeah, slight. His name is Slightly, but in this, it's because it's slightly soiled.
No. Well, I'm looking at the 54 musical, and there's the character Slightly as one of the
Right.
Lost Boys, and in this one he's also called Slightly, but are you saying that like the reasoning behind it is why
They
it's
added that
different?
joke. They added because in the original, he doesn't say, "My parents put my name in my clothes, slightly soiled."
I don't know. But like, I mean, kudos for them for hiring a bunch of Broadway people to be the ensemble,
Yeah.
because like the Lost Boys and the Pirates are like the best parts, I feel like, because they know how to be an ensemble but also like make it interesting for the scene.
Well, so yes, but then there's an entire scene where Captain Hook claims that Peter murdered his men, and then we see those murdered men tied to the post. Yeah, like I will say,
Suspension of disbelief. Suspension of disbelief.
Watkins' reaction to, "Oh God, oh no, they killed my men," like that was,
Is this
I'm.
really why you picked this so you can do your Christopher Walken impression?
It's why anyone would pick it. Like
That's
the one,
fair.
what was I supposed to do? Because the other one that I almost did was Annie. Am I supposed to do Harry Connick Jr. impressions? How the hell would I do that, Johnny? Would I just rip off Frank Sinatra for 20 minutes?
And wear a bad bald cap. Oh my goodness.
Who plays Rooster in that version?
Titus
Oh,
Burgess.
Titus Burgess. Ah,
He would
yes.
have been better as Hook. Let's be real here. Fuck it.
This was before Kimmy Schmidt.
But he was still Broadway person, wasn't he?
Yeah, but if they weren't going to go with Christian Borell, who already had the Tony.
That's fair. Sorry, I was just picking on somebody else. Be like, let's do it. Because there's a lot of white people in this. Let's be frank here.
Yeah.
And I did read the IMDb fact that apparently they tried to find a lot of Indigenous actors to play
Yeah.
the tribe, and you watch it and you're like, I'm pretty sure there's like pasty white guys in this,
See,
and Alex Wong as one of the
I
dancers.
mean, DB Wong would have been a great Captain Hook, and he's a Broadway actor.
Is it BD or DB?
B BD? DB?
BD
B
Wong
yeah. From
from
Law and Order
Jurassic Park.
and Jurassic Park, and
Yes, because he was in Your
he
Good
was
Day, Charlie
Schroeder,
Brown.
or was he Linus?
Schroeder. No, Linus, you're right.
Yeah. Honestly, they could have gone with Chenoweth too as Peter.
Right
They could have
off
gone.
of Wicked and everything else.
They could have
And
gone with Chenoweth as Peter Pan.
Idina
No, I'm just saying that if you're gonna
Menzel
go with, I mean, they could have. This would have been the time of Frozen. They could have easily gone with Idina Menzel as Peter Pan, like,
True.
or
Kristen
Kristen
Bell.
Bell.
Kristen Bell
Imagine
has a young face.
Kristen Bell as Peter Pan and Jonathan Groff as Captain Hook.
They would be horny for each other. Let's be
Groff as Captain Hook would have been so good.
He's but like that's too young now.
Yeah, but he, yeah, I
Yeah.
don't know.
Well, do you have anything else you want to talk about before we get into Strapping Flat?
Yeah, the walk in the plank scene was just, you could tell that.
It was a double.
Well, you can also tell that they had to get Christian Borrell back into his Mr. Darling clothes because Mr. Smeen doesn't walk the plank in the other show.
Oh, you're right. And they're like, well, gotta
Yeah.
go. But
Yeah.
also, I feel like they gave Smee a lot more shit to do because
Right.
I agree with you. It seems like they probably had him and they're like, okay, so
Miley
listen.
Cyrus dropped out. We've
Miley
got
dropped
someone who
out.
is not famous to sell this.
We're gonna give you, you're still gonna be Mr. Darling, but you're now gonna be Smee. But we'll give you more shit to do. You want to play with two knives? We'll have you play with two knives.
Well, also, Walking called him Mr. Shmi.
I don't. It's me.
And Kelly O'Hara is wasted in this.
Yeah, but like, did she do a lot of TV prior to this? I don't know if she did, or film.
Downton Abbey.
She did a couple of like the live from Lincoln Center, so like there is a crowd with that.
I'm just saying they advertised her because they were trying to do what they did with Audra McDonald and Sound of Music, and it
Yes.
just didn't work. The advertising campaign for this did not work. It
They
just didn't.
tried. They're like,
Oh
we did
my
it.
God, why didn't I think of this? Alan Cumming as Captain Hook.
There we go. There we go.
That's who it should have been.
You
And
would
then you could
get
have also
so
been in
many
Mr. Darling.
crowds for this. Yeah. He's a good one because he was the MC for 17,000 years.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, NBC is waiting to do Cabaret.
all right, let's get into Strap and Flat, shall we?
Yeah.
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. What do you want to start with? Where do you want?
I got a combination of sharp and flat.
So you have a natural?
Yeah.
I have a natural as well.
Christopher Walken's reaction to everyone being dead is a sharp. The flat is the rest of his performance.
See, and I thought he woke up I during his the Hook's waltz. Because
Yeah.
all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I guess he practiced this one more because
And
he's
anytime he got to
alive.
dance and do the actual Captain Hook song, he was great.
The tap dancing.
Yeah, the tap dancing, but everything else. Then I guess we can go into sharps.
I want to get my natural out of the way
Sure.
because it's literally both a sharp and a flat, which is the Neverland set.
Oh
Like,
yeah, that sucked.
I hated the floor, the way that it was painted and everything, because I understand you're doing a thing. It's a concept. But like you have water actively in this world.
Yeah.
So when they're stepping into like the map of water,
They're
I'm
in
like,
water.
is this water or is this land? But then like the fantastical nature of like the trees and their hideout, I liked that. I thought it was nice and yeah.
Yeah. No,
All
I
right,
get that.
you said sharps. Let's do it.
Okay, so I'll say Minnie Driver is a sharp.
I concur.
Kelly and Christian together were great.
Concur.
I will say the tattoos on all of the people were sharps. The set for the Lost Boys hideout was great.
Yes. Yes, and I liked how they didn't literally build a house around Wendy when they shot her down, because that's the go-to. Like this time it was something different. So it made sense and I liked it. And I liked that it was a revolve.
The three notable songs that everyone knows from this, the I Got a Crow, I Won't Grow Up, and Flying, those will always be sharps. And whenever I think of I've Got a Crow now, I just think of 21 Jump Street. When have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
When he basically takes the Cool Ranch thing And he basically bursts in and does the I got a crow.
Do you have any other sharps?
The kids in The Lost Boys were pretty good.
So I sharped Bowie at first, first and foremost, the dog,
Oh.
because they had a real dog.
Yeah.
And if you look at Bowie's IMDb, Bowie was in a was in Elmo and Friends and reprised the same character in Sesame Street. It's amazing. I had a whole moment with Bowie. I also sharped Taylor Lauterman. I enjoyed her performance because then she went on to do Mean Girls and live her best life and everything.
This is the
So,
second time we talked about someone from Mean Girls, the Broadway show, because
yeah.
we talked about what's her name from Hazbin Hotel. Erica
Oh,
Flint.
Erica Henningsen, yeah, or Hendrickson,
Yeah,
something else.
she's
Yes,
Charlie.
the lead. Yes, I also sharped the pirate ensemble because they were fun. Those guys were the ones that are like, I guess we're just gonna have some fun with this. And then my last sharp is for Christopher Walken's potentially improvised line, "Don't rush me," because when I say I laughed my ass off, like it's gone. I can't find my ass. I laughed it off.
Honestly, he's giving a Tommy Wiseau style performance in this.
Oh God, yes.
Especially with the wig.
Yes. That fucking wig. All right. Flats. Would you like
Allison Williams wig.
to go
Like that, it looks exactly like the wig that they're using in the new Deadpool movie. If you saw the trailer, like her acting, her accent is a flat.
Is she American?
Yes, her dad is
Okay.
Brian Williams, the news anchor.
I wasn't sure because there's a lot of British people I don't know who, but they have
Yeah.
great American accents.
The wire work is a flat. The transition work is a flat.
Yeah.
The camera work is a flat, unfortunately.
My God, yes.
And there, I'm giving this a flat. There is one dance move when they're grabbing it, when they're the fight between Lost Boys and Tiger Lily at the beginning. At one point, Tiger Lily grabs someone by the thigh and leg, and it does not look appropriate for television.
Oh, so that fight I called the homoerotic fight, the
Yeah.
homoerotic transition fight, because it was super gay.
That I give a flat because I'm like, there are children watching this.
Yes. And also that's a part of the fight where they're supposed to be hiding and the Lost Boys are not supposed to recognize them. And you're like, okay, but now I'm gonna like bear hug your leg. And you won't see me. Like, I can forgive things. Like I said, that I'm like, that's a far stretch for me to
And
forgive.
then the Wendy Bird murder scene is a flat too. Because, like, it looks like she was, like, horribly murdered.
But the acorn, sorry, the kiss.
Yep.
Any more, or is that it?
That's it. That's all I got. You're like the entire show.
So I watched this on Dailymotion. My first flat is for Dailymotion shoving commercials in the middle of songs because it's like, just wait, just fucking
We
wait.
already talked about that off mic, how I feel about
The overuse of Steadicam is a flat as well because
they don't know
my
how to use it.
God, I was so dizzy. I also flatted the CGI animation. You could have done better. You
Well,
could have done
they did that live in the actual switcher. That's like a switcher tool.
I know, and also the eye lines were so off for everything. It was kind of like that scene in Harry Potter and the first Harry Potter movie where they release the snitch and Oliver Wood is just like looking in the wrong spot. I also flatted the costumes for Tiger Lily and her tribe during the homoerotic dance transition. Because the tribe was wearing this weird bodysuit thing with tattoos on it,
Yeah.
and it just looked bad. I hated her dress. I hated Tiger Lily's dress. It looked cheaper than Party City dress. Like, it looked bad.
I didn't like Peter's actual Peter Pan costume. I've seen better Peter Pan costumes than Peter
I
Pan
could for
musicals.
see like I forgave the tunic for him because it was a little more structured. For her, they're using those strips and it was off. It was so off. I flatted a wonderful world without Peter. I don't remember. I'm already blacking out this thing and I watched it today. So we're doing great.
It's a Captain Hook song, I believe.
Yes, but I don't remember why exactly I flatted it. I just was like, no, we're good. And then my last flat is
It's
for the
probably
sword.
because of how he's sitting. That's the one where he's manspreading.
God. And he's dreaming about a world without Peter Pan. Yes, but like, just stop. And my last flat is for the sword fighting. It was
Oh, yeah.
bad. There's no other word. I mean, I get it. You, like, it probably wouldn't look great either on stage, but like, there are moments where you have Peter, like, Allison Williams flying around in the air, doing somersaults and like twirling her sword, and Christopher Walken's just standing there, or they're all just standing there staring at them. And it's like, God, this is so
Well,
boring and bad.
there's also the entire, like, there are times where the pirates are fighting the Lost Boys and they're like 5 feet away from each other, swinging.
Yes.
Or then there was one zealous pirate who looked like he was about to murder an actual child. Like,
Here for it?
no, not one of the Lost Boys children. It was either Michael or
Yeah, no. Here
John,
for
like.
it? Kill the hipster?
I'm pretty sure it's Michael. I'm pretty sure it's the kid who wanted candy and Christmas.
Would you add any of the songs from this version to your life's playlist?
No.
I wrote down three. One of them is a Kelly O'Hara song, so I wrote down Never Neverland. I did like Allison Williams singing that. And Distant Melody. Those were good, great.
Yep.
And then Only Pretend Reprise and Tendered Shepherd Reprise, because it's Kelly O'Hara. They're like, we'll give you 5 minutes to be your, to sell everything. And on that note, we're done. We can close the book on this one.
Yep.
We did it. Scott, what do you have to plug or promote?
Bagel Basket's coming to an end, but I have Hell is a Musical. I have When Scary Met Stabby. I'm working on another thing that hasn't been announced yet, but I've hinted at it to people. You already know about it.
I don't remember, but that's fun. It's
You gotta stop smoking weed, man.
how am I going to sleep at night after watching all this shit? But also, I have a feeling it has something to do with entertainment because of all your other podcasts. Just a
Yes,
hunch. Just a hunch.
it has to do with pop culture. So yeah, I got that stuff.
Yeah, and if you can defend this thing, go right ahead. You can email me at buttersungpod@gmail.com, us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at buttersungpod. Tell
Yeah,
me
but
about
don't
your
be that
production.
person.
Don't be that person, but tell me about your production of Peter Pan. Because like half, let me tell you, have you seen the videos of like the Peter Pan fails with the
I'm
flying and
pretty
everything?
sure my high school in the 90s was famous for that.
I was kind of expecting that to happen in here.
Like
Because
a
it's
Spider-Man.
live. Well, because it's live, so you never know what's gonna happen,
I
but
kind of want NBC to do a Spider-Man turn off the dark and just like have like
fuck yes.
a Spider-Man just fall from the sky.
Have him connected by the wrist, which is at one point the concept that they had, and they realized really fast that they can't do that. And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, we're continuing the live month and John losing his mind. And we're going to, well, this is kind of a good one from my memory. We'll see what happens. We'll be talking about The Wiz live.
I actually like that one. That one has
I
both
remember it being good. Not.
Elijah Kelly is in that one, right?
Yes?
I believe Elijah Kelly is the Scarecrow and Queen Latifah is the Wiz.
That's sounding right. I know Amber Riley is also in it as one of the witches.
Right, I know there
And
is a
Neo is the Tin Man? Something.
Yeah, I think Neo is the Tin Man. But
well, we'll
I know
listen next
I just
week and find out.
I just know that there is a Hairspray reunion between Elijah Kelly and Queen Latifah, I believe.
Ah, that sounds right. But Scott, thank you so much for coming back on, and I'm so sorry that now you own this. I did not tell you to buy it.
There was no other way that I could watch this, and I wasn't going to do what you did.
I'm surprised this piece of garbage was not on YouTube, like the full thing.
Oh, I checked.
I know, I did too, but I was like, why aren't you here? Everything else is here. But hopefully, better mood for next episode.
Yay.
Thank you everyone for listening, and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.